My brothers and sisters, I want to ask you one question. What is a Christian? You may have very many answers, but there is only one true answer. It's very simple. It's from God's own book. A Christian is a person who believes that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. He believes that God sent Jesus into the world to die for the sins of all people, and that he rose from death on the third day. He believes that the blood of Jesus has power to cleanse the sin from the heart of everyone who believes in him. There is one other important thing. To be a real Christian, one must pray to God. He must ask that his own sins be washed away by the blood of Jesus. At that time, God's Spirit cleanses his heart and enters to live there. That means Jesus is living within him. He will help him to refuse to sin. If you have not believed in Jesus for the cleansing of your own sin, you are not a real Christian. Perhaps you have done this and you're trying hard to follow Jesus and to obey his words. But many times when you try to do good, you find yourself doing evil. Perhaps you do not enjoy praying and studying God's word. Perhaps your life is not what a Christian's life should be. You have no joy or peace of heart. You are not telling others about Jesus. Your heart is not praising God continually. You are as a lamp that is quenched. My friends, these things ought not to be. Why are you like this? The Bible says it is because you have allowed sin to rule in your heart. Jesus is not your master. Sin is your master. You say it's impossible to stop sinning. I have good news for you. It is possible for you to please God. If you are truly a Christian, Jesus is living in you. If you allow him to control you and be your master, he will make your life good. When Jesus died and rose again, he showed his great power. He won the victory over death and Satan. When Jesus lives in our hearts, he is able to give us victory over sin. If we trust him for this, he will help us to turn away from sin. It is not necessary for us to follow our own desires and to sin. Jesus can keep our hearts and minds clean. He doesn't want us to hate people or to quarrel or to be jealous. He wants us to love them even if they are bad to us. He doesn't want us to be angry. Instead, he wants us to be patient. Instead of fear, he will give us joy. When we have sickness or trouble, we can have peace because of him. He will help us to truly obey God's word. If we trust Jesus, he will be all that we need because he is God. We can't make ourselves good. We can't obey God's laws by our own strength. We trusted Jesus to cleanse our hearts, and we must also trust him to control us. Jesus died for our sins. Therefore, our desire for sinning must die. Jesus arose from death, and he has also given us new life. This life is his Spirit, and by the power of his Spirit, we can be real Christians.